Welcome to Communication Made Simple, a podcast to learn about how to speak with confidence, prepare your message, listen actively, give and receive feedback, and much more. I'm your host, José Mota, a communication coach with 15 years of experience in the software industry. Visit www.josemota.net to get your free coaching call or email me at podcast@josemota.net. Let's get on with the show. This is the first episode on my Communication Skills Six-Pack series. If you find it helpful and want to be notified of further episodes, remember to subscribe on your platform of choice, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or others. Also, share it with your friends and coworkers. It is absolutely free. If you want to ask questions or give feedback, email me at podcast@josemota.net. When it comes to becoming a good communicator, the learning path is promisingly long and rewarding at each little step taken. Whether your goals are to gain more confidence when speaking in public, or reduce the effort it takes for you or others to understand a subject clearly, you choose where to begin and how deep you want to go. Here's a challenge for you to think about. When you do decide to pursue a communication skill to develop, there's at least one common element each and every path shares. Can you guess what it is? That's you. You are always there. You are the one engaging with others. The message may change format or size. The channel may vary to better suit whatever receiver will hear you. Ultimately, to you, there's always you. So my question now unfolds. How do you improve yourself when communicating? How do you increase your chances of being a good communicator, regardless of the aspect you choose to develop? Preparation is a crucial skill to have. Most people praise posture, confidence, and tone of voice. Only a few appreciate the prep work under a powerful presentation or a productive meeting. Today, we'll explore the impact of preparation with a couple of examples and how to do so, regardless of the situation. Let me tell you what I've been doing with this podcast since 2019. I was much less prepared than I am today. I had a somewhat scattered version of sharing my experiences around what I knew about soft skills and how I used them at the workplace. While I would write a script, as I still do, I wouldn't give it enough thought, enough structure. As I learn new concepts, structure my new ideas better, and improve my process, I started seeing noticeable differences. I felt more confident, and listeners noticed, all because I kept improving my prep. So how is it that I prepare my message, particularly for the podcast? Here's what I do. When I come up with an idea, I start by capturing it. I tend to do it in a way that is profitable. What I mean by that is that it must be valuable and somewhat catchy. Take this episode, for instance. It's called "Preparation is the Cornerstone of Good Communication." An actual sentence that leads you to wonder how important it is to prepare. Make sense? Then I ask what the goal is. I immediately ask the following questions. Number one, what is the goal of learning about that idea? Number two, what is the impact the audience should expect if they adopt it? Number three, how can I frame it in a way that gets their attention? These questions will tell if the idea is valuable or not. If it is, then I start writing an introductory section that frames the idea to the audience. If not, I either explore the idea deeper or I archive it. There have been times before where I had an idea that was not productive at one point, and a few weeks or months later, it made more sense and I picked it up again. In future episodes, I will explore a little bit deeper how I create this introductory section in a way that connects with the audience. If this interests you, stay tuned. The next step is to break down that idea into key points. Usually 3 points are the sweet spot. There's something magical about that number. If there's more than 3, I'll surely add them to the list, and usually not more than 7, so they stay memorable for both the audience and myself. If I'm recording, then it's a whole lot easier because I have the script in front of me. However, the audience does not, and they are the ones who should find the message easy to comprehend. Good techniques for making those key points fun and memorable are the use of mnemonics, acronyms, acrostics, and keywords. After the breakdown, I'll support each of those key points with important elements such as data, stories, or other structures. It's good to give proper context, a little bit of exploration, and a conclusion as they help the audience navigate and comprehend each key point better. At the end of each key point, I'll attempt to connect it to the previous point and to the next point. This is easier to do when you have visuals, like when you're presenting a talk or at a meeting. If this is impossible, like over the radio or on the phone, then I'll use connecting words while bringing those key topics to the moment. Finally, I'll summarize the whole idea so that the audience has the chance to recollect all their thoughts on the subject in around a minute, maybe less. If I want to challenge them outside of the podcast, I'll drop an open question to reflect on, and even share in a more open space like LinkedIn. While this process is somewhat tailored to my podcast, there are sound universal principles of preparation. Here's the sequence again. Capture, goal, impact, framing, breakdown, support, and summary. To prove this sequence is reusable, let's do an exercise with a different scenario. Consider an important meeting that requires a couple of decisions to be made on a top priority issue. Say you're a product designer, part of the discovery team that comes up with ideas to solve customer problems in your app. Let's start our process. Number one, the main topic to capture is that there are 5 possible solutions for a problem. Number two, the goal is to determine the best one. Number three, the impact of the meeting is that your team understands clearly what those solutions are, they get a chance to review, and they make a decision on the spot. Number four, the framing is somewhat simple. Your customers deserve the best solution as efficiently and effectively as you can deliver them. The team's focus on deciding on the solution will keep levels of customer satisfaction high. Number five, the breakdown for the meeting consists of each possible solution you're presenting. Number six, to support each solution, you present wireframes, prototypes, and data from customers like surveys, interviews, or app metrics. Because everyone else might not be a designer as you are, the way you bring each solution for their review and approval should be shaped around their level of understanding and their own context. An engineer might not need to know every study you've conducted on usability to the detail, and the product manager might not need to know the exact color codes you've selected for each design proposal. Carefully picking the right level of information is crucial. Number seven, at the end of the meeting, you make sure to summarize the outcome. You do this by confirming all decisions made to the group, along with any possible action items that were created. See how easy that was? Same structure, same model, different scenarios. It's always the same. Let's wrap up today's episode. The cornerstone of good communication is preparation. If you're going to deliver that important meeting, if you're making decisions with your team, or if you're having direct conversations with clients or prospects, you will find immediate benefits. Properly take note of the subject. Determine a goal. Expect the impact of what you're aiming for. Frame the message well. Break it down into key topics and support them with evidence. You will notice that the conversation becomes much more fluid, your audience is more engaged, and you will sound more confident. Remember that this episode is part of the six-pack series on communication. Still, on the topic of preparation, I'll share with you how to use the MUST-MUST framework to better prepare your message. Stay tuned for next week. Hope you've enjoyed this episode. Stick around and subscribe through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen from. Make it a great day today. Talk soon.